I'm a beast. Leatherface withers, cracks and starts decrease, feel your heart rate decrease. The unveiling of the vein, white widow, crystal palace, champagne, we'll cross you.
And down here is the strangest thing.
Flaming skies start to fall.
My jaws are life a cause of death, my breath swing a wrecking ball.
This is your beckoning call.
While we're checking you all praise the circuit breaker that circulates through your walls and appalls all who call.
I brawl maul and maim.
We bless and destroy with strength still out of range.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. So, Brian, you know, we've like spoken, you know, your involvement on campus and your time at university. But now I would just like want to talk about stuff that you're involved in off campus. Like you mentioned sports, and I know a little bit that you're involved in soccer. But what sports are you involved into, and for like how long have you been involved into those sports?
Yeah, thanks. I've played soccer my whole life. So Burnaby clubs, many different ones locally. I've played pretty high levels. Right now I'm playing for New West Soccer Club, New Westminster.
Okay.
So that's fun. Playing over 35 and got a great bunch of buddies and dads and guys who are playing soccer still. So that's competitive in the Vancouver Metro Soccer League, VMSL.
Okay.
So that's where the club is. I've played with them for about a decade. And so shout out to New West Soccer Club. I'm actually playing slow pitch softball right now too with some buddies, friends of mine from high school days, and we're playing in New West as well, Eaton Park. So I'm in a New West slow pitch league, and I guess a lot of my time now is my little man. I got a 5-year old, almost 6.
Wow.
Yeah, Theo. Okay. Theo, right? He's playing baseball.
Yeah.
So he's playing for Burnaby Baseball Association.
Wow.
Local club.
Yeah.
Amazing little group, and so I'm coaching his team.
Mm-hmm.
Coach that every week. We practice and we play on the weekends.
Yep.
So yeah, my experience playing those sports, I played fast pitch when I was a kid too. So yeah. It's like windmill, fastball. It's like softball, but they wing it underhand at you.
Okay.
Crazy sport.
Yeah.
Cricket vibes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say that. Yeah.
It actually reminds me of that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I played a lot of fast pitch, and now I'm coaching baseball with Theo and loving that. You know, summertime, teaching kids how to play baseball. Really hard sport to learn.
Yeah.
If we're talking about sports, that's a tricky one. I feel like for kids 5 and 6, you can't catch nothing. But colds, they catch colds.
Yeah.
They can't catch balls, though. So I'm doing that. A big part of my fabric and my existence, I would say, is sport locally. And Burnaby in particular, actually.
Yeah.
So, I've got a lot of knowledge, a lot of connections to the people in the Lower Mainland through those beautiful sports.
Yep. Wow, that's awesome. You know, you're a sportsman, and you're like hardcore sportsman. And so what position do you play at?
Hey, nice. Usually I'm like a winger, so I play like right mid, run up and down the flank, and sometimes in the middle. And I was captain of the club this year.
Hey,
I wore the armband.
Let's go.
So I got the team believed.
Yeah.
The manager, Fader, he thought I was the right fit for that. I thought it was a good fit too, and care about the club and care about the team. And I think... leadership is a good fit for me within that realm this year, and take the coin flip, but also just kind of silently led by example. And smallest guy on the team usually, but maybe biggest heart, fearless on the pitch. So I think the captaincy did that.
That's awesome. Yeah, growing up I was really into soccer. I used to play soccer a lot. I started as a goalkeeper, and then I went on to playing defense, and then went on to playing right mid.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, but you're still going at it.
Yeah,
you know,
still going at it. Yeah,
that's awesome. And who are some of the, you know, soccer players that you really admire and really like?
You know, I, as a player, I don't watch that much soccer. We're actually coming up. We're going to be watching World Cup in Art Central.
Yep.
AQ3020. Yep. Shout out to the Fast Footy Lounge.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Yeah.
But you know, I historically, like, I'm like a David Beckham, Michael Owen, kind of England greats. Yep. I like treasure those guys more than like the Messi, Ronaldo fanboys out there. I hate that. It's nauseating. You know, I can stand nothing. The best feeling I ever had was when Whitecaps beat Messi locally recently. Yeah. Right? They crushed them. So
BC Place.
BC Place. You know, I'm like a local soccer supporter, and my roots are back in England and Scotland, and I feel like I watched some of those guys growing up with the English Premier League, and so that's kind of where my heroes are from. Yeah. So I haven't watched as much. The kiddo, I don't get time to do anything that I want to do anymore, except for the sports in the evenings a bit. But so no more soccer watching on Saturdays. I hang with Theo instead.
Nice, that's awesome. Great dad.
Yeah.
And any clubs that you root for?
Ooh. Well, I'm a diehard Whitecaps fan.
Okay.
Save the Caps.
Yeah.
Currently on the schedule, right? We want to keep those boys local. I was a season ticket holder when they first went to Empire.
Yep.
So that's when they got reinstated in the MLS.
Yeah.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, there's only so many major reputable sport levels. You know, NBA.
Yeah.
I used to go to Grizzlies games too. Saw Michael Jordan's last game here, actually.
Okay.
But yeah, like, NBA and NFL, hockey, obviously with NHL here, baseball, and like, you know, soccer, top five, right? So having that organization locally has been one of my favorite things.
Wow.
One of my favorite outings is with my friends.
Yep.
Super important to my existence locally. So anyway, Whitecaps.
Yeah.
And I won't even go beyond that. I think the Save the Caps current predicament is the one that matters the most. We need local soccer. You know the numbers for local kids who are in Whitecaps residency programs and part of that? Thousands. I heard it the other day. I wish I knew the exact numbers. 3,500 are in the actual residence, like the program, the play underneath that Whitecaps umbrella. And then like 70,000 other kids are enjoying programming through Whitecaps, whatever that looks like, right? They're sponsoring soccer camps or whatever it is. We're one of three Canadian teams in the MLS, Montreal, Toronto, us.
Wow.
So that's it.
Yeah.
Like, you take away the West Coast here.
Yeah.
There's no other MLS representation, right? So this is like life or death for soccer, this side of the country. So if you want to get passionate, this is the most passionate I've been in this interview right now. I feel like Save the Caps, baby. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Whitecaps.
Yeah.
That's save all I'm going to say. Caps. That's all I want to say.
Yep. I haven't gotten a chance to see a Vancouver Whitecaps game, but it's on my list. And especially, you know, Mr. Muller is there. And
he is.
So we're going to listen to a couple more of Brian's picks. And then we're going to talk a little bit about just, you know, more stuff with Mr. Brian Fox. So just sit back and enjoy, listeners. Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. So we're going to continue our conversations today with our guest, Mr. Brian Fox. So, Brian, like, did you grow up around here?
Yeah, whole life. Born in Burnaby, General Hospital.
Oh, Burnaby. Okay.
Yeah, lived here my whole life. Yeah.
Nice. Love it. And so you currently live here too?
Yeah, I live right down the bottom of the hill, actually. So right by Burnaby Mountain High School. And there's some amazing little communities there.
Nice.
Built in the 70s. And
yeah.
Yeah, I live real close. Great commute.
Yeah. Like, growing up around here, do you have, like, any local spots, like, some go-to spots that you like to go to, just, like, and, you know, like, no matter how many times you go there, just, like, anytime?
Yeah.
Evergreen,
sure,
yeah.
Evergreen spots, you know, I think that my couple in ski season, the fam goes to Whistler now.
Okay.
With my wife's fam, that's a highlight every year. We carve out some time to get up there. It's expensive, but sure is a magical place.
Yeah.
I just picked up skiing too, so only skied a couple of years now, and it's part of my winter life here. I'm actually enjoying the mountains again, which is cool.
Wow.
And then in the summertime, you know, like, the my home away from home, my secret gem's definitely the Sunshine Coast.
Okay.
The nicest place in BC. Arguably. I got a couple other gems I'll maybe share with you one day. I don't want too many people knowing about them. But Sunshine Coast, you know, one ferry from Horseshoe Bay, short trip. You know, you get some white spot on the ferry.
Yeah.
You take the fam.
Yeah.
I got some of my besties are over that way too.
Yep.
That I love visiting and having campfires with, and getting crab traps out in the water.
Wow.
Davis Bay.
Yeah.
Love Davis Bay.
So you, like, catch crabs and cook it, like, from the scratch?
Yeah, buddy, that same night.
Wow.
It's a little bit, you know, animal, it's aggressive. You got to take care of the crab right away on the beach. It's not it's an ugly scene, but you know, you're catching crab right out 100 feet out.
Wow.
Dropping a trap with your buddy on a boat and having a beer and a laugh and eating crab.
Yeah.
So amazing.
I love the taste of crabs, but, like, you know, if it comes to catching it, I'll be kind of scared.
Oh, no, buddy. These things pinch. They pinch.
Yeah.
You pull it up, you drop the traps, got a little chicken wing in it or something, a little bit of meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, the crabs are...
Have you been bitten by a crab?
Yeah, my little guy, actually,
last summer.
His little pinky got real good, and I grabbed the claw. I was catching with my bare hands.
Yeah.
I sound like an animal, but I was catching my bare hands, and I put one on this paddle board, and Theo was there, and it went right to his finger. It was incredible, the odds. But yeah, Sunshine Coast, that's high on the list. Gibson's, Davis Bay.
Yeah.
And then all the way up, I went camping a couple weekends ago in Klein Lake, this beautiful lake north of Seashell. It's pristine, swimming in the lake. Me and my bestie and his fam and his new little girl. Yeah, it was amazing. Just a place is special, and it's close enough.
Yeah.
But it's not connected by land. It's connected by land, but it feels like an island.
Yeah.
So Sunshine Coast is up north of us here, so... Mm-hmm. It is removed from the city, only accessible by ferry, really.
Yeah.
So it kind of removes a lot of that city vibe.
Yeah.
So you go there and, you know, there's a couple stop signs and a couple lights and everyone's happy and slowed down.
Yeah.
My buddies are in good moods. And
Away from the busy city life.
Away. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Different vibe there.
Yeah.
I could see myself one day being a Sunshine Coaster. So anyway, my happy place.
Nice. Lovely. And what about any spots more in, like, the vicinity?
In the vicinity, yeah. No, without a ferry. I got friends who've got a place out in Abbotsford. It's on a little farm. It's a beautiful little place I'd like to visit. Abbotsford, you know, not my favorite place in particular. It's a little bit of a trek on that freeway.
Yeah.
But that's a good one. I think anything up in North Van is beautiful if you can get over that bridge as well. Those are some good spots. You know, Barnett Marine Park, other side SFU.
Yeah.
Beauty spot.
Yeah.
Really close to home here for me. Hidden gem.
Yeah.
You know, they've invested a lot of money into that park and facility. So if you're on the mountain here, lovely Burnaby Mountain, I think you should pop down on that side of the mountain. It's a beautiful spot that is right on the Pacific Ocean. So not many spots in Burnaby actually are Pacific Ocean accessible. I think that's probably the only one, really. Maybe down south Burnaby, but that's river, right? Fraser River. So I think that that would be a place that I love going to with the fam and there's a little beach down there too. They brought in a bunch of sand. It's incredible. Check it out. You've seen it, right?
Yeah. I've been there. Yeah.
Port Moody's another gem too. I think locally.
Rocky Point.
Rocky Point's great. You know, it's. I think Port Moody's got a lot of positives going on, and down at the Mojo's. Anyway, the fish and chips place.
Yep.
We're going. My team is actually Art Central team is going to go for a kayak in a couple weeks.
Oh, lovely!
Down to Rocky Point.
Yeah, the station CJSF also just had a barbecue social there.
Ah, nice. Yeah,
just like last week. Anyway, it was awesome. The turnout was good.
Yeah. A lot of good breweries there too.
Oh yeah.
A lot of good breweries.
I hadn't explored, but that day I got a chance to.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and speaking of breweries, do you have some local breweries that you? You know, your go-to, you know?
Yeah, I had many. Oh, okay. Thanks for asking. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Daggerad. Really close at production Sky.
I know so, that you know, one. I most, love the burgers. They are so...
Yeah, that place is, kept me going in COVID.
Yeah.
I was a loyal customer, keeping them alive too, actually, because I really do appreciate the quality and the customer service and the place. So, like, there's not a lot of breweries in Burnaby.
Hmm.
In fact, now it's the only one.
Yeah.
So that's a favorite of ours just by proximity, but also they're like nationally awarded for their beer.
Wow.
You go inside, you see all the BC and National Canada Beer Awards. Anyway, they're doing great.
Yep.
Excellent product, great beer, good vibes.
Yeah.
Relatively kid friendly there too.
Yep.
And those, you know, the Brewery Row in Port Moody, I would give my second vote to, if not Steel and Oak in New Westminster.
Okay.
Shout out to them as well. Fantastic brewery. The Port Moody breweries are... excellent, all in a line, good vibes, great food options.
Yeah,
some are better than others for fam.
Yeah,
taking the fam too, but all excellent in their own way, all really unique too, which I love about that strip in Port Moody. So those are them, breweries.
Lovely,
those are the ones.
And Brian, like any goals that you have that you wish to accomplish in the next 5 or 10 years?
Yeah, you know, a lot of my energies, personally, I feel like are directed back to my fam, you know, just raising a boy to be a thoughtful human.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that today and how little freedom I have and how much of the juice is back to him in a way. But that's kind of a goal for me, is just being a great dad and connecting with the community that he's involved with, whether it's, you know, his after school care, his school or his friend group or the other parents that we're connected to or his sport. Trying to open his eyes into different experiences, whether it's music and art. And so I think travel with the fam too. So that's kind of the goal for me too. It's just focusing on now this part of my life that's more important than anything individually.
Yeah.
It's more just like this collective, me and my wife Charlotte. And feel it's like being great parents.
Yeah.
And that's a simple goal. One at the top of the list.
Lovely.
And also, you know, the second goal, keeping in good shape. Taking care of the bod.
Totally. Yeah.
Being a good leader here at SFU involves me being healthy and taking care of this old man frame that I need to be a good dad with. So I think those are the two for me, buddy, that I'll be there for the long haul, hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah, I see. I think you've already accomplished those goals.
Yeah,
you know?
Thanks, Mel.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
With the SFU involvement and, you know, your... time you spend with your family and stuff like that, and what I've learned today. And thank you so much, Brian, for, you know, coming on air today. And any last words for the listeners?
You know, if you're an SFU student, I think now is the perfect time to try something new, to get involved, to volunteer at something like CJSF radio or a club or a student union, a mentorship program, an exchange. You know, there's just endless opportunities here for students. You just got to snatch it up and be a little bit brave and sometimes do something out of your shell, out of your comfort zone.
Yep.
And I think that that's what I'll leave this audience with. Maybe another Save the Caps.
Okay, yeah.
We want them around.
Save the Caps, guys. Save the Caps.
And try something new on campus. Those are my big two, buddy. And
totally.
We'll leave it at that today.
Yep. Thank you so much, Brian. This is your host, Priyansh, signing off. I hope you gained something from today's episode, and, you know, just stay tuned in, and I'll see you next week.